Pashas Pahaloischo. The pasuk starts off by Yedaber Hashem Amoishe Leimor, Dabor El Aaron, for your martyr love, you should talk to Aaron and tell him, Pahaloischo as Haneros, when you light or when you set up the Neros, El Mul Pneham Nero, upon the face of the Menorah, is your Iru Shivas Haneros. You should have the light from the seven Neros. Then pasuk Gimel, Vayas Kain Aaron, and Aaron did like this, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Hela Neroseham, upon the face of the Menorah, he like lit the Neros, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. And Rashi says on this, Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagid Shivchoi Shal Aaron Shleshino, to tell us praise about Aaron, that he did not act different from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. And before Hashem asked the question, like, what did the Pasuk have to say it in the way Rashi says it? Like, of course, Aaron didn't do different than Hashem told him. For sure, Aaron did the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. What is the Chiddush here? That Shaloshina, he didn't change. Like, what was so hard about this mitzvah to light, set up the menorah, to light it, that Aaron should have a doubt, maybe he changed. And maybe we could answer this with the first Rashi, that brings down the famous Medrash. Rashi brings down Lomo Nismecho Pashas HaMenorah LePashas HaNesiim. He's in the last Pashas Nos at the end. It was talking about the Nesiim brought by the Chanukas HaMishkon. They brought the 12 different Kabonis. So how come now, right after it talks about the Seder of the Menorah, LeFish Rashi says from the Medrash Tanchuma, LeFish Kesheru Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim, when Aaron saw the way all the Nesiim were bringing the Kabonis, is Chol Shos Daita, he felt very bad. Shlohoye Mohem Bechanukom Loyhuv Loyshiftoi. Him or anybody from Shevet Levi did not bring any Kabonis. Is Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to Aaron, Chayecho Shelecho Gedolu Mishalhem. Like what you're going to do is going to be greater what they're doing. Sha'ato Madlik Umeite Vasaneris. That you're going to be Zeicho to fix up and set up the Menorah. And in the Medrash Rabbah, it says another Lashon, it says that Aaron felt bad, that he thought maybe because of him, his Shevet wasn't Zeicher to bring Kabonis by the Chanukah. In other words, he thought maybe because of the Chet HaEgel that he did, his Shevet Levi, wasn't Zeicher to bring the Kabonis by the Chanukah's HaMishkon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to him, no, that's not the reason why I didn't let your Shevet do it, but rather because what you're going to do is going to be greater than what they're doing, because Kabonas are only noyig bisman, we have the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkein, the Neiros is kayim le'olam. The lighting of the menorah, that's kayim forever. And the Ramban over here explains the Medrash, like really it's Akasha, the menorah also, we only have bisman, the Beis Hamikdash. After the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the lighting of the menorah either. So the Ramban explains that the Medrash says that from this pasuk there's a remez to the union of the mitzvah Chanukah. Like in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, by the Chashmonoim, when they had the new Chanukah, when they had the new lighting of the menorah then, it was Kaveh Adoras, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So it's Merum is here that there'll always be a mitzvah of Adlokas Haneros, even after the Churban Habayis. Yeah. However, there's still a question here. Like, why did Aaron feel appeased here? Like, Aaron first felt bad, because he saw the way all the Nesiim were bringing these presents, these special kabonas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right after the Chanukas of the Mishkan, and him and his Shevet wasn't there, like he wasn't Zeicher to bring these kabonas, to bring these matonas, these nedavas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Aaron felt bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't feel bad, you know why? Because I'm letting you do the menorah. And the menorah is much greater than the kabonas that the Nesiim brought, and the raya is, you know what the proof of this is? That this avoida of the menorah will always be around. It'll be around even after the Churban Habayis, even by the base, by the Bayis Sheni, by the Chashmonoim, because of the Nes. Then, it'll be kaveh, it'll always be a mitzvah Chanukah to light the menorah. Now the question is, what does this have to do with Aaron though? Like Aaron felt bad that he didn't bring the Kabonis by lighting the sea and brought it. So how did Hashem prove to him to show him, don't feel bad, what you're doing is better? What are you doing better? That you're doing the menorah. The fact you're bringing the menorah now, lighting it, what does that have to do with the fact that there'll be a menorah later on like Bimei Chanukah and Ladura Duras, will always be this mitzvah of Chanukah, of lighting the menorah. Like, what does that have to do with Aaron, though? Aaron, Lechura, did not cause the mitzvah of Chanukah to come about. That happened later with the Chashmonaim. So how did Aaron feel good now from the fact that he'll be able to light the menorah right now? And I once heard a pshat like this, that Aaron felt bad that now when the Nesim are bringing the Matonis, bringing the Nadovis, they are for sure making a Nachas Ruach to Hashem. They're making a Kodesh Baruch Hu feel good. So Aaron felt bad. Why wasn't he there also making a Kodesh Baruch Hu feel good by bringing these Nadovis? And a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back to him, don't feel bad. Because when you're going to go to light the menorah, you Aaron HaKohen, when you light the menorah, you do this mitzvah so good, with so much kavono, will you give me so much nachas ruach, you should know, by doing it, that your strength of your mitzvah of lighting this menorah is going to give power to the chashmonoyim in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that they'll have mezgabrus in order to do the avoda then, they'll be mezgabrus, they'll have mesiras and nefesh then, and because of the nes, what happened then, there'll be kaveya the chiyomtif of Chanukah, that kisei the doradurus, the yidin will be lighting the menorah. Now, who gave the Chashmonoim the koyach to do the fighting then, to get back the avoidam? That's only the koyach that Aaron HaKohen put into lighting the menorah now. That's the pshat in the Ramban. That because Aaron HaKohen did the lighting of the menorah with so much kavona, with so much mesiras nefesh right now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it, had so much nachas ruach from Aaron's avoidah right now, that it gave power and strength into Klai Yisrael, that to be able later to be Mezgaber in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and because of this, would be Kaveya, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So it comes out that Hashem was appeasing Aaron to say that I'm accepting your Avoida, your lighting of the menorah is giving me so much Nachas Ruach. I feel so good with it, that's how strong it is, that L'Dorei Doros is going to be affected because of your mitzvah that you're doing right now. Mention some later, we'll say another pshat in this Rashi. So Rashi says Shalai Shina. He didn't change, he didn't do anything different. And the kasha was, why should he do something different? This is an easy mitzvah to light the menorah. Like, what's the havamina? Aaron shouldn't do it the right way. And we're learning now the pshat is Vayas Ken Aaron did it the right way means not only he didn't change, but he didn't change at all from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want him to do it. He did it 100% with the right kavanah, with the right Mesiris Nefesh, with the right Avos Hashem, with the right Kavona. That this Kavona was so great in the eyes of Hashem, that because of it, it gave power into Klai Yisrael. That L'Dorei Doros, we're also going to have the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros, even after the Churban HaBayis, with the lighting of the menorah on Chanukah. And from here we learn out this Yisoid, that if somebody does a mitzvah, really with the right Kavona, and puts all the strength into it, he makes it much easier for the rest of the people to do the mitzvah also. The Moshe is brought down by the mitzvah smila, that kol mitzvah that Klai Yisrael metchilu was mekabel besimcha, is adayin henoisim besimcha. They started off this mitzvah of mila, bris mila, besimcha, and l'dorei doros, whenever we have a bris mila, there's always a simcha involved also. Because they started off to do the mitzvah besimcha the right way, it's a koyach in this mitzvah, always to be done the right way besimcha. Now, then the end of this pasuk says, again, it says, Davar el Aaron v'yomartir lov b'haloyschas haneiros el mul p'nei ha-menorah, upon the face of the menorah. The Rashi says that means the ner ho'am tsoi, which is really called the ner marovi. In other words, so p'nei ha-menorah means the middle ner. Then yu'iru shivas haneiros. The rest of the neiros, the rest of the seven neiros, should be lit. So the first and most asked the question, if the Pnei HaMenorah means the Ner Marovi, the middle Ner, so then there are only six left, three on the right side, three on the left side. So what does the Pasuk say, Yiru? Shivas HaNeiros, they should have said, Sheshes HaNeiros. In other words, that's the six Neiros should be facing towards the Shvi, towards the middle one. And really the Pshat, why there was like six Neiros, in other words, the middle Ner was the Ner Marovi. And there was three on the right side, three on the left side. The Gemara says, really, that both of them were facing towards the Ner Marovi. And the pshat from this is really that the Gemara says that L'chil L'Oiro Hu Tzorech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to put the menorah in the Mishkan because Hashem needs light. So all the years we were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it light for us. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does need the light of the menorah. So the Gemara says it's an Eidus who, that Shechina Shara B'Yisrael. The reason why we have the menorah is an Eidus, a proof that the Shechina was with us. So that's why it was like the middle near, and then the three on the right and three on the left side were facing towards the middle, as if to show the light is not to shine outwards, that we need the light of the menorah, but rather it all shined in the middle to show that the Ne'am HaRovi, that's the Mokom HaShechina, that the Shechina is amongst us. And really the Sepurna over here, like really asked this question, like how come it says seven Neiros, really there should only be six, and the one in the Ne'am HaRovi, the middle one, and really what it comes to answer is, like we want to show now that everything is working together. It's really Shivas HaNeiros. There's seven Neiros here working to show one thing, to show Achdus. Like we're saying now, it's the three on the right side and three on the left side. They're both facing the middle one to show together, like all seven together, is showing us now that the Shechina is Beneinu. And the Be'er Moshe also wants to explain like this, that the Yalkut Shemoni over here says in this Pasuk of Shivas HaNeiros, so the Yalkut says, Lomo Shivas Neiros, so one pshat is, Kinegat Shivas Yimei Breishis. And he says, Hu Adin, the Be'er Moshe says, that's the way the Zohar Kodesh also says like this, that the Shivas HaNeiros are connected to Shiva Yimei Breishis. What does it have to do with Shiva Yimei Breishis? So he wants to explain the same question. Why do we always say Shivas Yimei Breishis? Really, we know there's only Shisha Yomim. There were 6 days that Hashem worked, and on the seventh day, Yom HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So why is it called Shivas Yimei Breishis? So the pshat is that all the 6 days of the working was only kidei that there should be a Shabbos Kodesh. It's like 7 days. That the main purpose of all these days was to have the Shabbos Kodesh. Here also, the main purpose of all these seven Neiros, in other words, you needed three on the right side, three on the left side, pointing towards the middle one, the Ne'am HaRovi, to show that the Iker of this Neiros here was not to shine the light outwards, but rather to shine the light inwards, to be an Eidus to show us that the Shechina is Beneinu. Then the Parsha goes on to talk about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Leviim to become Tor, the Tyrus HaLeviim. As the Pasuk says, Kachas HaLeviim Eterech Bnei Yisrael V'tiharter Oysam. You should take the Leviim from the Bnei Yisrael and you should be Metire them. And now it talks about how we are Metire them. V'choy Sasulhem L'tarim Hazeleh Mechates. We have to put the Mechates V'viru Sarah Kol B'sarim V'chibsu B'gdehem V'itoru. We have to put upon them the mechates, and Rashi says because they were tamei mesim, because after the chet egel they killed out the other the brothers, and then Mevi'il Sarah Rashi says that mitzvase b'divrei Rabbeinu Moshe darshin that we should nitnu kapara al abchiris shavdu avoyde zora, that the Leviim now were taken over the place of the bechirim, and the bechirim worship avoyde zora by the chet egel, we kruya zivche mesim, and that is considered zivche mesim. We have mitzvah kori mace, and the mitzvah is also considered like a mace. Therefore, as kikom tegalachas kemitzvahoyim. Therefore, the Leviim now had to have a tegalachas, shaving off the hair, just like a mitzvah has to shave off all his hair. And then they have to go to the mikvah to mitire them. Now, Rashi says, what does it mean? Kaches Leviim. Rashi says that kochein bedvorim, that Moshe should go and talk to the Leviim. And told them, Ashreichem, you are so lucky, she'tizku liya shamoshim lamokim, that you are zeicha to be the special people to minister by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem. And really, the ponim Yafos explains, like, what's the so inyan now that Leviim has to have special tyro and special kaporo, like Chazal always say, that usvivov nishiro moit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medagdek im HaTzadikim v'chut HaSara. The more closely you become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, and any little bit thing wrong with you, it's a bigger avera. See, also Leviim now will be coming close to Hashem. They were going to be the ones to do the avodas of Hashem, so they had to be metire themselves much more than a regular Yisrael, in order to be able to be close about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the greater of a person you are, the closer you are to Hashem, the more Tyre and Kedusha you have to have. It's like the Gemara said over, like before a person, a Yid, goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to prepare himself. because it's ain't a doimer if you live in Eretz Yisrael. That's like the Paltan Shomelech. You're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Mokum HaShchina. You have to act different in the palace of Hashem than you act outside the palace. So before you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to prepare yourself to do tshuva to make sure you don't have chatoyim. There's Hu Adin here also, before the Levium are becoming now to work, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be mitayr them. And this is the way the Ora Chaim also explains here, that what does it mean, kaches ha-Levium? So he says, the Rashi says it means, kochem bedvorim. You should talk to them nicely. So he explains, what does Rashi mean, you should talk to them nicely? So the Ora Chaim HaKadosh says, v'nir Rashi neskaven lema, that we should tell them, she'yavdila mi-Yisrael, you should be separated now from Klal Yisrael. V'lasos lehem ma'achna leviyah, you have to make for yourself a special place, a special tent, a special camp. Letzarat tzorech b'tarosam, yosef b'bnei Yisrael, because you have to be more Torah, more pure now than the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, like we're saying now, since now the Levim are going to be the ones to do the Avodah, to be Meshosim of Hashem, they have to have special Torah. Now, by the Levim here, the Pasuk uses two different Lashonis. Sometimes it starts off by saying, Kach es ha-Levim mitoch b'nei Yisrael, like you should take the Levim from b'nei Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, Oloshinov, Ki nesunim nesunim hemali, they were given over to me, mitoch b'nei Yisrael. Tachas pitras korechem b'chor kol mi b'nei Yisrael, lo'kach di'esam li, ki li kol b'chor mi b'nei Yisrael, v'yodim v'avheim v'yom ha-kursik b'chor b'yats mitzvay mikdash li'esam li. And it says again, v'ekach es ha-Levim, tachas kol b'chor b'nei Yisrael, v'yet nes ha-Levim nesunim li'arun l'vonim. It sounds like two different Lashonis here. Of Ekach, Kach, I will take. Then it says, Lashon V'nosam Nesunim, I will give. How come it says two different Lashonis here of taking and giving to Levim? And really, the Kli Yoker brings down that the Medrash really explains this. And the Medrash Tanchuma says that Kach es Levim means Kach oisam l'shmi l'shem shurorah. In other words, Levim has two things appointed by the Levim. There's an inyan of Shurora. They're like the leaders, like they take the taxes. Like we have to give them the mas, we have to give them Shurumas HaMaisras, we give to Shevet Levi. That's called Kachli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them, that they should be Shurora. They should be like the rulers, we have to give to them. And then there's an inyan of Nesunim, that they were given over to do the Avodah in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. That they're Lamaso, they have to carry, like we learned before, all the different Avodahs Levim did. So it's an Indian that Levim had to work hard in the Mishkan, and there's also an Indian of Kach that Levim took from Klal Yisrael, that they were like the Shurora, they took the Mas, they took back from us the Trumas and Maisers. Then in Pasuk Yutes it says, V'etno es ha-Levim nesunim li'arun levonav mitrech b'nei Yisrael, la'avod es avodas b'nei Yisrael b'yoymoyed, u'lechapra b'nei Yisrael v'lo'iyah b'nei Yisrael negev b'geshes b'nei Yisrael al-Kodesh. So Kitzur, in this Pasuk, it says five times, B'nei Yisrael. So Rashi brings down the Medrash, the Darshans, that says, Hei Pomim Nemru B'nei Yisrael B'mikra Zeh, Lo'idiyach Yibosan, to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. She'nichblu Askeraseyem, B'mikra Echad Kiminyin Hei Chum Shei Torah. V'chein Risi B'Reshus Rabbah. That this Pasuk, one Pasuk, mentions B'nei Yisrael five times, the same way we have five Chum Shei Torah. So the question is, this parasha now we just got finished saying, we're talking about the Levim. We're talking about the Kedushas HaLevim, how to be Mitari the Levim, the special Avodah the Levim have, the special Shurora the Levim have. So if the Pasuk now goes to mention so many things about Levim, why like is it a Shvach to B'nai Yisrael, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves B'nai Yisrael? It should have been the opposite. That now HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show something here, the way he loves Levim, that they are so great. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain that what the Pasuk comes to teach us here is true. This whole parasha now is talking about how great the Levim are. They're special, they have to be separated, they have to have special tyrant kedusha, they're doing special work. So Ibarzoi, Klal Yisrael, the regular Yisrael, could have a chlishes adas. He could feel bad, like he's secondary, I'm not so choshev. He'll be misrash, he'll give up, he won't want to do the avodah anymore. He feels he's not so important anymore. So the Pasuk comes to tell us no. You should know Klal Yisrael Yistu Chaviv. And it's Doima to five, like Rashi, like Medrash says, Chumshei Torah, that we once spoke out before, even though the Kesta Kunataka goes to Shevet Levi, but there's still the Kesta Torah, that's Munachas, whoever wants to come can take it. That Klai Yisrael, don't be Miyayish, don't think since you don't have the Kedushas Leviim, you don't have this Madrega, you're nothing. No, we have the Madrega B'nai Yisrael, that we could be Mekabel the Torah. We have the Kesra Torah. And any Jew could be Zeicha with this Kesra Torah to become a Talmid Chacham. And the Kesra Torah is even greater than the other Ksarim. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Don't be Miyayish B'nai Yisrael. The Torah mentions you five times here now, that with the Kedushas of Torah, you're even more greater. Then the Pasuk of Dalet says, Zoysa shel alviyah mi ben chomesh v'yesrim shona v'malo yovu l'tzvoytzova b'avoydus r'yomoyed. When they become 25 years old, then they come to the tzvo. So Rashi brings down, I b'mokim achar roimim ben shloshim shona. All the places we know that the B'nai Levi first come to do the avoydah when they're 30 years old. So Rashi says, well, Kate said, how could it be? Here it says 25 years old. And other places it says they have to be 30 years old. So Rashi says, Mi ben chofhei bo lilmoid, hilchas avoida. When he was 25 years old, he came to learn the halachis, how to do the avoida. V'loy meid chomeshonim, and he learned for 5 years. Ben shloshim oived, and then when he became 30 years old, after he learned for 5 years, then he did the avoida. So Rashi brings down his sefri that says, Mikan letalmid shaloi roa simin yofed b'mishnosoi b'chomeshonim, shuven eroya. If a Talmud, a student that's learning for 5 years straight, and he doesn't see he has any atzlocha, he doesn't see a good sign in his learning, he'll actually give up. He should know after 5 years, you're not going to see a Simon Yofa anymore. And I once heard over from Rav Shach Shlita that he said, like, a Talmud today, he shouldn't take this to apply it to himself. The feel of a Talmud sat and learned in Yeshiva for 5 years, and he sees after he learned for 5 years, he doesn't have atzlocha, he's not learning so good, he should give up. Because he wanted to say, Abad, the Sifri, the Medrash here is talking about, if somebody learns for 5 years with all the koiches, all the strength, he puts in every second he has, he's not mavatl a minute. He can say the works and works and learns and learns and learns for 5 years straight, and he sees he doesn't have a slochum, then he has a right to say he's not going to have a slochum anymore. However, by us, that the Talmidim now don't put all the koiches into learning, we don't put all our strength in. We have other things in our mind. We do other things also. So therefore, even after 5 years of trying, we see we don't have so much hatzlacha, we can't give up now. We have to try more and more and more and more. And know the more we try, maybe the more siyata d'shma, Kodesh Baruch will help us, and eventually we'll also shteigeis to be a Talmud Chacham. Then the Pasuk after Shlishi talks about the inyan of Pesach Sheni. It says, V'davar Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shon ha'shenis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in the midbar Sinai in the second year, L'tzeisim Yeretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon leimo. It's the second Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael asah posach b'moyadoi, that Klai Yisrael should go and make the Korban Pesach at its right time, on Yud Dalet b'nisan they should make the Shechita Korban Pesach, and they should eat it Lil Tezvov, that Barbos Yerem Chodesh Azer Ben Habayim Tassu Oysoi B'Moyadoi, V'chol Kuchoysoi, V'chol Mishpotev Tassu Oysoi, like the regular lochas of the Korban Pesach. V'dav Moshe B'nai Yisrael Asu Es HaPosach, and the Post says, V'yasu Es HaPesach, and Klai Yisrael made the Korban Pesach, Barishon Barbos Yerem Chodesh Ben Habayim, V'mivasin HaKolash Yativ HaShem Es Moshe, Kenosu B'nai Yisrael, that they brought this Korban Pesach in Midbar, the second year on Yud Dalet B'Nisan. Now Rashi really brings down the kasha, really the Gemara is the question, that this is not in the right place. This took place by Chodesh Harishon, in the first month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them to make the Korban Pesach. And the Pashas before by Midbar, that starts off talking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to count Klai Yisrael, first took place in the second Chodesh, in Rosh Chodesh year. So how come this parsha comes later that happened, muktam happened before? And the Gemara in Pesachim says that from here the klal is ein seder muktam umuchim b'Torah. That we don't have it in order in the Torah. The Torah says something that happened before, later. But then Rashi himself asked the question, but why didn't the Torah put it in the right way? Why did the Torah put it in the wrong way? So Rashi says, Nefnei shi genusan shal Yisrael. because this was something not nice about Klal Yisrael, that Shekol Araboyim Shona Shor Yisrael Bamidbor, all the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, Lehikrivu Ala Pesach Zu B'Levad. That's what the Sifri says, that this was the only Korban Pesach that Klal Yisrael brought all the 40 years they were in the Midbar. The next one they brought was first when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So since this is something not nice about Klal Yisrael, that's why the Torah didn't want to start off like Seder Bamidbar about the Korban Pesach. But now the question is, how come Taka Klal Yisrael did not bring the Korban all the 40 years they were in the Midbar? So it's a machlokes what the Torah is. The Das Kainim Baal Tosfos learns that really the Chi of Korban Pesach is totally coming into Eretz Yisrael. But the Pesach says, that you have to bring in Eretz Yisrael. Just there's a Chiddush here, this Parsha that said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe this one time, Klal Yisrael should bring the Korban Pesach this second year they went out of Mitzrayim. But then the question is, what's the big news? So what's so not nice about Klal Yisrael that they didn't bring the Korban the rest of the years, they had no Chiyuv to bring it? So the Askenim and Baal Tosfos learns the Pshat is, that's a gnus, how come they weren't zeichet to go right away into Eretz Yisrael the way they were supposed to? It's because they did the chet of the Meraglim, that's why they were pushed off, they weren't able to do the Korban Pesach for the next 40 years. So really the gnus, the thing not nice about Klal Yisrael was the fact that they were not zeichet, they were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael right away, but rather had to wait the 40 years in the Midbar. Other Mefarshim learned that the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't bring the Korban Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar, because really, they had children, and they weren't able to make a bris milah on the children, because the ruach tzvoinis, the strong wind, kept on blowing, and it was a sakana to make a bris milah. So since they were all oral, they didn't have a bris milah, they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. That's why they didn't bring it. This is the way Tosis and Yevomis and Rafayim Beis and the Beis said like this, that in Meshuma Sakana, they didn't bring the Korban Pesach. But then the question is, so why is the Gnus? Why is it something not nice about Klal Yisrael that they didn't bring the Korban Pesach? They were potter, they were gnonis, they couldn't make the bris milah. So if you have to say, according to this pshat, it is the same teretz, that if they would have been tzaddikim, if they wouldn't have done the chet of the meraglim, they would have went right away in Eretz Yisrael, and there they would have been able to make the bris milah. So the reason why they weren't able to make the bris milah all the 40 years was because of the chet of the meraglim. Or else you have to say, if they would have been bigger tzaddikim, if it wasn't because of the chet they did, the ruach tzvoinis would have stopped. It wouldn't have been such a strong wind that they would have been able to make the bris milah. So it was a gnus, it was something not nice to Klal Yisrael, the fact they weren't able to do the bring the Korban Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar. Now another pshat you could say here, maybe why the Torah didn't start off talking about the Korban Pesach, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rather, how come the beginning of the Parshas Bamidbar started off with happened on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second month, that they started to count the Jews? Could be like we spoke out before, that the Inyan, why we counted them, was that now HaKadosh Baruch was putting his Shekhinah b'torach Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make a Malkum Kviyas to live with us, so he wanted to count us to see exactly how many there are that his Shekhinah should be amongst us. So that was the most important thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was coming to live with Klal Yisrael. And that's why we said Kiseida after the Shekhinah, after the Hakomes HaMishkan, and spoke about the Degolim, that Klal Yisrael had the Machna all around the Mishkan, to show that that's where the Shekhinah was, not only in the Mishkan, but it shined out throughout all the Machna Yisrael, all around, until the end of the Degolim. Now, after we have the Yisrael that the Shekhinah is here, now the Pesukim talk about how we do the Avodah with the Shekhinah. Like last Pasha spoke about the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Nesiyim brought the special Korbanos to cover the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Once the Shekhinah was here, this is the way they did the Avodah to the Shekhinah. Then in the reasons of the Chinuch HaLeviim, that when we have the Shekhinah amongst us, we have to have special people working with the Shekhinah, we have to have Leviim, we have to be Metari of the Leviim. And now we're going to talk about the Korban Pesach that we brought. Is once we have the Mishkan, once we have the Shekhinah, now we go to bring Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Suna talks about Indian that Lech Techachra B'Midbar, that Klal Yisrael went B'chlal to live with the Shekhinah, went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live in the Midbar. And really the Sepurah talks out like this. Like he says, this is the Seder Advarim. He says that the Pasuk says here, four different good things Klal Yisrael did, which really they should have been zoicha to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. If it wouldn't have been for the chet of the Meraglim, they would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael for these good, for these four things that they did. And he speaks about, first it is, Rishonah Sipur Chanukah Samazbech. Shenis is Rizusam Binyin Chinech Alavim. Shlish is Rizusam Bekorban Pesach. And Revias Lechtem Achrer Kel Yisbrach Vemidbar. In other words, the Psukim now are going on to say the how Klai Yisrael did good things with the Shekhinah. And really, they should have been selected to go right away into Eretz Yisrael, but we'll soon see they did the Chet of the Meraglim. Because of that, they weren't Zeichah. Now, maybe that's another reason also why we didn't start off with the Korban Pesach, because first we want to talk about that the Shekhinah is living with us. And the Korban is only a prat. After we have the Shekhinah here, this is the way we are oivid, this is the way we do work to the Shekhinah, work with the Shekhinah. Then Pasuk Vov says, "Vayhi anoshim mashehoyu tomeil lenefesh." They were the people that were tomei; they touched the mace. And some people say they were taken care of by Levi of Nodav Yaviu, because these were the only people that were mace. Now, after like the Yitzias Mitzrayim, after the Matan Torah, so they were metama themselves. These people were not ready to bring the korban pesach on Yudalid Benisan. The equal of the Moshe of the Aaron v'yemu, they came to Aaron, and in front of Moshe, for yemu anoshim heim v'elov, and the people said to them, anachnu tmein l'nefeshodim, we are tome, we touch the mace. Lomo nigora levulti hakavus korban Hashem, why should we lose out and not be able to bring the korban Pesach? But mayadin at the right time, b'seich b'nei Yisrael, in the middle with everybody else. So that was the taina, that they wanted to know, why should we lose out? Why can't we bring this Korban Pesach also? All the Mepharshim asked, like, really, what was the question? Why do we lose out? Of course you lose out. You lose out because you're a Tamei Meis. And the Torah says, true, if the Rav Klal Yisrael are Tamei Meisim, then it's Doicha Tumah. But if they're only Yechidim, only individuals that are Tamei, are... So like Pshita, they can't do the Korban Pesach. Well, what was the question? How? What do they want to be able to bring the Korban Pesach? That Tomei, they can't do it. And the Kitza, the way they give the Teres to Mepharshim, they say, the way Pshita, the way people say, when there's a will, there's a way. If a person really, really wants to do something, he'll find a way how to do it. See, also, these people were such big tzaddikim, like Pshita, their goof, their own body, was like taking them, driving them to do the mitzvah. See, even though like the Seichel told them, we can't do it, but their body wasn't satisfied. They were running, they were rushing, their body wanted to do the mitzvah. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and Tainad, Lo Mani Gora, why should we lose out? Like they had such a big cheshik, such a big desire to do the mitzvah. But first to speak out, because they had such a big desire, because Hashem saw that when they wanted to do the mitzvah so much, that's why because of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh them and gave them the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And we know the halacha is, if you were Tomei, the Shas Yudal Benisin, and you couldn't bring the Korban Pesach then, you have the right to bring the Korban Pesach the next month, Pesach Sheni. So because of their great desire to do the mitzvah, they were zeicher to have a taka, another mitzvah, to bring the Korban Pesach. So from here we learn out that a person should never be miyayish, never give up, never felt he's like thrown away, he can't do something. You have to know, no, you have to strive and want to do it. And the more you want to, the more of a will you have, and it's Hashem, the more the way you'll find to do the mitzvah. Then the Pasuk after Revi talks about the Mishkan, exactly how it was during the Midbar. That it says, V'chi sa'onon es Mishkan li'erledus, that by daytime there was an onon, there was a cloud on top of the Mishkan, uverev yi al Mishkan kemara eish ad boker. And by nighttime there was like a fire on top of the Mishkan until the next morning. Ken yi sa'omer onon yichasen omar eish loyla. That's the way it was always, that there was the onon, the cloud on top of the Mishkan by daytime, and at nighttime there was a fire. Then the Pasuk goes on to say that this is the way Klai Yisrael knew when to go on to travel and when to stay still. Like whenever the onon stayed still, Klai Yisrael stayed still. And whenever the onon started to move, that's when Klai Yisrael also started to move. That's when they put the Mishkan down and started to travel. Like it says over and over again, that Al Pi Hashem Yisu V'nei Yisrael, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, that's the way they traveled. And when Hashem told them to rest, that's the way they rest. kol yemeya she yishkon onan ala mishkon yachnu. As long as this onan, the cloud was on top of the mishkon resting, Klai Yisrael rested. Uvaharech onan ala mishkon yom rabin v'shomu b'nei Yisrael v'shomu Hashem lo yisou. It was there a few days. They also waited those few days. And then it goes on and says over and over again, a few times here, Oyoimayim, Oychoidish, Oyomim, Baharech, Onin, Alamishkon, Lishkon, Olov, Yachnuvna Yisrov, Lo Yiso, Ovehe Oloiso Yiso. It was there a month or more, they waited. And as soon as the Onon traveled, that's when Klai Yisrael traveled. And again the Pasuk says over again, Pasuk of Gimel, that Api Hashem, Yachnuv, Api Hashem Yiso, Es Mishmeres Hashem, Shemoru, Api Hashem, Biad Moshe. Everything was done Api Hashem. And this is also part of the Shvach, the praise of Klai Yisrael, that they went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar, and they didn't complain at this time. Just whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to travel, they traveled. Whenever Hashem told them to rest, they rested. Even though they did not know, they didn't have a notice in advance, how long we're going to be resting here, how long we're going to be traveling. Stam Klai Yisrael was Lech Tech Achra BeMidbar. They went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar. This was the Shvach of Klai Yisrael. And really, because of this Shvach, because Klai Yisrael went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, they should have been zeichet to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. If not for the chet of the meraglim, they would have been zeichet to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. But Kol Porter, from these psukim, we learn out that really it's a limud for us that whenever we do travel, or really anything we do, anything we go, any place we go, it should also always be Api Hashem. We should always know there's the Rotzon Hashem, there's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go, where He wants us to go, how we should go there, and we have to learn out from here. That really everything should be done Api Hashem. Like usually in yeshiva they tell the Bochum really, like when you leave, when you go someplace, you have to ask Rishus, you have to know where you're going, why you're going there, what are you doing there. Everything should be done Api Hashem. And the same thing should apply even when we get older, after we're married, when we have mishpachas. When we want to move, we want to get a new job, we want to do something, we should always make sure and think into it that it's being done Api Hashem. As if to ask a godel, get somebody's rishus, make sure what you're doing is the right thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go and do that way. Then the Pasha goes on, the Pasha's Yud, it says, V'davar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Asei Lecho Shtei Chatzoytzois. Yishmei two trumpets, Keseh from silver, Mikshe Tassoysom, Hoy Lecho Lemikru Edo, Ulamasa Es HaMachnis. That you blow the trumpets when you want the Edo to come together, and when you want to start traveling, so Rashi says lemikru eda, to call to the congregation. That means kishatir tzolabi in Sanhedrin, usharom v'sikrom lesef alechem. When you want to call the Sanhedrin together, the rest of the people to talk to them, you blow the chatzaitzus and they'll all come together. And secondly, ulamaseh samachnis. When you want to start traveling, also you blow the trumpets. And like Rashi says, that even though Klal Yisrael now has three simonim to know when to start traveling. One is al pi adibra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like when the cloud starts moving. Secondly, al pi Moshe, and third, al pi Achatzoytzeris. And then Pasuk Tes says also, v'chisivo mechoma b'yartachem, when you'll have a war taking place in your land, al atzara tzoreschem, and you'll have enemies coming in, and it'll be bad for you, v'niskart v'harayosem b'chatzoytzeris, and you should blow the trumpets. And you'll be remembered in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to help you. This is like the third inyan of blowing the trumpets. Then a case b'mokum tsar, when things are going bad for Klal Yisrael, you should blow the trumpets, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us and help us. Then the Pasuk Yud says another inyan of blowing the trumpets are, uv'yom simchaschem, it's in the day of joy. And the Baal Turim says is the remez for Shabbos, uv'mayadechem on yom tovim, uv'roshei chodshechem on Rosh Chodesh, uskatim b'chatzoytzos. We should blow in the trumpets, alo leseichem, when we bring the korban oilo, v'yalzivche shalmech, we bring korban shlomim, v'oyu lechem lezikaron lefnei lekechem, ani Hashem lekechem. That again, blowing the trumpets should make it that we should be remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet explains this Mitzvah, and he says it's a Mitzvah Litkoya B'chatzoytzvois B'Migdosh B'chol Yoim B'akriv Kor Korban. Every time before they brought the Korbanos, every single day, there was this Mitzvah to blow the Chatzoytzvois. And who adin? Kumoikem B'shas HaTzoros. When things go bad for Klal Yisrael, when we have a war, That the pasuk says b'chisavoy machama, you should blow the shofar. And he explains the chinuch, even though the pasuk only says b'yom simchaschem uvumayadechem roshei chatshechem, but it's lav dafka these days. But every single day when we bring karbonis, there was the mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash to blow the shofar. And it brings a raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah like this. And he explains what was the inyan of blowing the chatzaitz rois. And he says the pshat is that b'shas karbonos hayitzrichem lechaven daitem yofe binyonei. When the kohen was bringing the karbonis, he had to have the right thoughts in his mind, not to think any bad machshava psul or machshava pigul, not to think bad things, only to think that he's doing now the avodas Hashem. He has to have the right kavana. So and he says the same thing when we have a tzara, when we have a war, when we want to like daven to Hashem, we have to have the right thoughts in our mind when we're davening to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmonis on us, should have pity on us and help us, and not to think about other things. So he says, therefore, at these times, there was the mitzvah to blow the chatzaitz rois. Is the pshat is that when you hear the voice of the chatzaitz rois, it'll be misaruros, it'll wake us up, and it'll make us think the right thoughts. And he says, the dov yedua, like the loudest noise we can have, is from the trumpets. That's the kol gadol. So such a kol gadol will like wake us up and make us have the right thoughts, both when we bring in the karbonis and who are them when we're davening to Hashem because things are going bad for us, we'll have the right thoughts. And this will take away any bad machshavas or anything else we would be thinking about. And the Rambam also says like this, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Mehilchas Kli HaMikdash, and who are then in Perek Vav, Mehilchas Tainis, he also says that the inyan to blow the chatzaitz rois, when something bad happens to us, is like to wake us up to be misurur, that anything bad happening to us is not just tam a mikra, it's tam happens, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that we're doing something wrong, and we should wake up and start to do tshuva. So the inyan of blowing the chatzaitz rois was like the misurur as liboy, to wake up our heart, to start to do tshuva, to come back and do the right way the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And who are then by Karbonos also? It's to wake up to Kohanim to make sure they have the right machshavis for Shasta doing the Avodah. Then later, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Klai Yisrael traveled away from Har Sinai, Derech Shlesh Yom, 3 days. The Aroim Bris Hashem, Nasei Lefneim, the Yoren went in front of them, Derech Shlesh Yom, Losu Lehem Menucha, to find them menucha, to find them peace. And then we know after Pasuk Lamed Dalid, there's the Nun turned upside down. And then we have the Pasher of Vayihi bin Soy Oren, when the Oren was traveling, V'yerme Moshe Kuma Hashem, Hashem should get up, V'yafut Soyvechom, all the enemies will be scattered away, V'yanusa Misenecho, the Lord run away from us, Miponecho. Uvenucha Yoymar, and when it was rested, he said, Shuvah Hashem, as Hashem should return, Ribu Vais Alpha Yisrael. And then at the end of this parasha is again the Nun turned upside down. And then the next parasha, Yud Aleph, starts off, Vayi Yom Kimisayinim, that the people were complaining. Rabbi Yozni Hashem was bad in the ears of Hashem. Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard about this. Yicharap Pegaber Yangri, Vativa Bomesh. And Hashem made a fire come out. Vatuchal Bikseh HaMachnen. And then they cried to Hashem and Moshe Davin, and the Esh went away. And Vayikra Hashem Amokam Hu Taveiro Kivora Bom Esh Hashem. They called this place like a fire, because this place of fire came out and burned people. And Rashi here on the Pasha of Ayi bin Soy Oron, Rashi says, Osso Loi Simonius, Milofonov Umlachrov, there's like this Nun turned upside down before Ayi bin Soya, and right after this Pasha of Ayi bin Soya, why? So Rashi says, really, Shein Zemekoimai, really this Pasha doesn't belong to be here. For Lo Manichtav Kan, why was it written here? Kedei Lahafsik Ben Peronius LePeronius, to divide up between the two bad things that Klai Yisrael did, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. In other words, the Gemara Darshan's on the Pasuk before this, that Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they traveled away from Har Sinai, it was like a Tina Kabareach Mebeis HaSefer, like little children running away from Cheder, running away from school. In other words, Klai Yisrael now was running away from Har Sinai. In other words, they heard the mitzvahs, and they were afraid that they're going to have more mitzvahs. Therefore, they ran away from Har Sinai as if to say, we don't want to be mekabel any more mitzvahs. And that was a ra, that was a chet. And then after this, Vayi bin Soharan is another chet that Klai Yisrael did. The Pasuk says, Vayi yom kimisayinim, that the Am, and Rashi says, the Am here means the Rishoyim, But the Rishonim were complaining, and it wasn't nice. Hashem got angry at this, and therefore made a fire, and people were killed because of this. Now, exactly what the chet was, what they do wrong, what did they complain about, the pasuk doesn't say clearly what they were complaining. The pasuk just says, Vayhi yom kimisayinim. The people were complaining. And the Mefarshim say all different type of shotim, what they were complaining about. That the Astakenim says that they were complaining about the fact they have to go into Eretz Yisrael, that they didn't have enough emunah in Hashem, and they thought they can have to fight, have all the mechamis. They were afraid to go in, they were afraid to have all the war. Other Mefarshim learn, also it has to do what the Pasha says later, that later they complained about the food, they didn't like the mon, they wanted to have meat, and then they started to say, Boichal mishpoich hasam, they were crying about the Issa Royis that became also to marry certain people now. These are the things they were crying about. For some of us learned, that's what it means here also. They were complaining about these complaints right now. However, the Torah doesn't say clearly exactly what they were complaining about. And I once heard over a pshat from Rav Ozna Shlita that he wanted to say Enechanami. The Torah doesn't say clearly what they were complaining. But that alone was the chet. The Aveira here was alone that they weren't happy. They were complaining. What they were complaining about doesn't make a difference. They were just unhappy, unsatisfied. That alone is a chet. How could you be unsatisfied now? You just came off Har Sinai. You just received the Torah. You just received the Tariag Mitzvahs. You just became the special Am HaNivchar Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us. How is it possible now to have complaints, not to be happy? The mere fact that they weren't in a happy mood, that alone was the Avera. That alone was the chet. That Kodesh Baruch Hu went and made a fire right away to kill out these Rishoyim. From here we learn out that a person has to always be like Ivduat Hashem Simcha. You have to be happy that we're a Jew, that we could do mitzvahs, we have the Torah, we're the special Am, we're different than Goyim. For this alone we have to be happy, we have to be proud about it. And not to be in a matzav of just I'm complaining, to be unsatisfied. Now the reason why this parsha has the Nun turned upside down before and the Nun turned upside down afterwards, like why is the Nun, the word Nun, turned upside down? Now some want to say because really up until now Klai Yisrael was Zeicha because of the two Nuns that they said. They said Naase v'nishma. Like right away, Naase will do and then v'nishma. That was like Mamish, they came to Madrega of the Malchi Asharis v'shas Kabbalah Satera. Now whatever Hashem said they would do right away, they like threw away the Yetzirah totally, they were going to listen to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That was the Akskula of Klai Yisrael that they said Naase v'nishma. But now, when it says Vayisu Mehar Hashem, that they went away from Har Hashem and the Chazal Dashin, they were like a tinnik, like a child running away from school, they lost that Madreg of Naase v'nishma. And who were then avada, these Rishoyim that started to complain, also they lost this Madreg of Naase v'nishma. How could you start complaining? How could you feel bad? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is good. How could you complain you don't have food to eat? How could you complain now about Aroyis? Certain Aroyis, certain people now you can't marry after you got the Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you these are the mitzvahs, this is what we have to do, you have to be happy about it. And other rabbis will have more mitzvahs to do, we'll only should be more happier. Like we always say, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Es Yisrael, Lefikach Hir Behelam Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us more. And just the opposite, the more mitzvahs we have, the more happy we have to be. And if certain things say we can't do it, we have to be happy about it. And not go to cry and to feel bad the fact that Hashem Aser the Aroyis now, there are certain people we can't marry now. Because the Krovim, their relatives, will not let them marry them. And even though maybe it may sound a little bit hard to us, but that's really only because we don't have the light, the right light, to see clearly that that's the Rotzon Hashem, that's what Hashem wants from us. Because whatever the Torah says, any one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, even the Loisa says, it's all the Pshat, that's what Hashem wants from us, because that's what's Emes, that's what's good for us, that's what we should do. Like Yisrael Slanta always used to say, he doesn't understand. If somebody would say, you go to the market, you want to buy food, the food looks very good, you have a tremendous desire to eat it. But if somebody would tell you, you should know, there's a chashash, maybe there's poison in that food. If somebody would tell you, maybe there's poison there, everybody would go away from it. No doubt, nobody would go to eat it. No matter how good it looks, how much of a desire you have to eat it, but if somebody would tell you, this could be there's poison there, and you're going to die if you eat it, right away, you'd run away, you wouldn't go near it, even though it's only a doubt, it's not for sure. You wouldn't have any clear sveikis, maybe I should be matter it, maybe not. For sure, you'd go away from it. And how come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives lavim, seser, and things as treifis, certain things you're not allowed to eat, certain things is not kosher, certain here by arroyos, certain people you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to be with these people. How is it possible to complain, to feel bitter, and to want to do the Averum? If Hashem says there's a love there, that the Kodesh Baruch is telling us it's poison. If you do it, you're going to kill yourself with it. Like we know the Torah is Eitz Chaim Hilo Mechazikim Bo. Torah is an Eitz Chaim, it's the Eitz of life. And the Moshe Losom Chaim Balozhne says, the Moshe that somebody is drowning in the ocean, and he grabs a hold of a piece of wood that he grabs onto, and that keeps him alive, that keeps him up. That's the Moshe, that's the example of Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim. Torah is the wood that we grab onto, that wood that keeps us above water, that keeps us alive. In other words, doing the mitzvahs, that's our chayim, that's our chiyus, that's what keeps us alive. Not doing the averus, that keeps us alive. Hashem, when you come to do an avera, we want to do something different than what Hashem tells us, we have to know it's worse than poison. Poison only kills you on this world, but doing averus kills us both on this world and on the world to come also. So that's the pshat here, that Klal Yisrael now lost the koyach of Nasev and Ishma. The two nuns are turned upside down now. If you're in a matzav of complaining, you're not happy with the Torah, you're not happy with what Hashem Baruch tells us to do, that's the opposite. We don't realize that just the opposite. It's a madrega of Nasev and Ishma. Whatever Hashem tells us is good, we have to go run and do it. Not the first try and understand it, but just the mere fact that Hashem Baruch told us to do it, that alone is enough. Now later, the Parsha and Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Vayoyme Moshe Hashem. Moshe told to Hashem, Lomo harayoyso liyavdecha. He's, why did you do evil, do bad to your servant? For lomo loy motzosi chen yinecha. How come I didn't find favor in your eyes? Losu mesmasa kolom azoloy. How come you put all the burden of the people upon me? In other words, after Klal Yisrael was complaining now that they wanted to have food to eat, they didn't want the mon, they wanted to have bosa, they wanted to have meat, they came to complain to Moshe. So Moshe felt bad and complained back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, why do you put all this burden upon me? He, Moshe said, Vayetze Pasuk Yud Beis, He'onoichi horisi eis kolom azeh. Why did I conceive all these people? He'onoichi laretihu, did I bore them? Ki seymer alai, you tell to me, se'eyu bechakecho, I should pick them up. Kashayi so imein esayonik, like you pick up the baby. The Moshe said, where am I going to get meat to give to the whole Klal Yisrael? That they're crying to me, give us meat to eat. I can't take the responsibility of the whole Klal Yisrael. It's too hard for me. Kill me, horog, the Alera Birosi. In other words, kill me before I see all the bad that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. So the question is now, like Moshe Tain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'ein Li Bosa, where am I going to get the meat to give to the whole people, to Klal Yisrael? Like, doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's Mefarnas us? Like, Paseach Es Yodechu, Ma'azbi L'chol Chai Rotzoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that opens up his hands and gives everybody the panosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the food. Like, just like now, Kodesh Baruch was giving Klal Yisrael the mon. So true, Klal Yisrael was complaining. Where are we going to get the meat from? Like, why did Moshe say, Loshin, where am I going to get the meat to feed the Klal Yisrael? Like, didn't he have enough bitachon to know that Kodesh Baruch was the one that gives the meat? Like, he should have just happened to Hashem. Hashem should give it. And the Mashkiach, Rabbi Yochanan Zatzal, wants to explain that there's a difference between stam, a person that leads, and a manik by Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael. A regular president, somewhere it's the head, he just takes care of the paperwork, he leads, he tells you what to do, what not to do. But a manik by Klal Yisrael, the pshat is, he's like a father. It's because of the schus of the manik, the leader, that the Klal Yisrael gets the mazonis. It's the schus of the tzaddik that leads us. Because of his schusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpi upon us, that gives us both the gashmius and the ruchnius. So that's why Moshe tainid, that I don't know if I have enough chusim now. Because of me, it's on my achrayis. The manik has to be a leader. That because of his chusim, the Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to get the ruchnis, to get the gashmis. He doesn't know if he's able to do it. He doesn't know where he's going to get the koyach to give so much like gashmis over to Klal Yisrael. That's what it's time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't find favor in your eyes. Like, kill me, I shouldn't see the bad that's going to happen to them. But the pshat for the manik is, If you're the tzaddik, you're the tzaddik hador, you have to lead the door. It's because of your schusim that the whole door lives and they get the hashpah. And you have to be able to give it over to the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Now, just to go back again to say another pshat in the first Rashi of Parshas Baloischa. Again, the Rashi starts off Baloischa. Rashi says, Lomo nismucho Parshas HaMenorah LeParshas HaNesiyim. It's the end of the last Parsha of Nosa. Talk about all the Nedovis, the presents that the Nesiyim brought. So what does it talk about now about the mitzvah of Aaron to light the menorah? So Rashi says, V'fishikashoro Aaron Chanukas HaNesiyim. Chol shos dait the Aaron felt bad that he wasn't with them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased him and told him that Chayecho Shalecho Gadol HaMishlehem Shurata Madlik Gometev HaSaneris. Like, don't feel bad, you're not doing the Chanukas with the Chanukas HaMizbeach. You're not bringing these presents, you're going to have a bigger avodah to do of lighting the menorah. And the question is, really the Ramban asked the question, like, why wasn't Aaron satisfied for the fact that he has the avodah of the Kabbonis? Like, what were the Nesiim doing? The Nesiim were bringing presents. But who was Makdir, who was really bringing the Korban? The Kahanim? We know the Kahanim have the special mitzvah to bring the Keteris. The Apostle says, Yosimu Keteris Biapecha, that the Keteris is a tremendous Nachas Ruach Hashem. We know the Indian of Aaron the Kohen Gadol, he's the only one that could do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. That there were plenty special Avodahs that a Kohen, and especially a Kohen Gadol, has to do. So why was Aaron only appeased with the Avodah that he's going to do, the Hadlokas HaNeiros? Why wasn't he appeased with the fact that he's going to have plenty other Avodahs to do? He's going to have the Avodahs of the whole Yom Kippur to do. So what was so great about this Avodah of the Hadlokas HaNeiros that Rashi brings down this Medrash that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that your avodah is greater than the other avodahs. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Lebetzal has a shmuz about this, and he brings down that the Medrash Rabba here says like this, that Omer Yisrael of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chla Yisrael spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilam, Atu Omer Shenoyer Lefanecha, like you're telling us now this mitzvah of the menorah, that we should light it in the Mishkan. Atu Oyer Shloilam, like what's the purpose we should light the menorah? You're the light of the world, like you put the whole light in the world, you made the sun. So what's the purpose? How come in your Mishkan we have to light the menorah? Is Omel Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered them back, Lo Yishani Tzorech Lechem, it's like a true, it's not the pshat, I need this light. I'm letting you do something back to me to show like you are Koros HaTov, the way you appreciated, the way I give light to you. The Bite to the Medrash says, Loma, why does Hashem do this? To make you greater than all the other nations. Shiyuimrim, that all the other nations should say, Ruech Yisrael Mirim Lemishru Melech Ololam. That all the other nations should say, look at Klal Yisrael, the way they have this power, this mitzvah, to give back light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says it's a marshal to a pikeach, a smart person and a blind person. That they were both walking in the street, and you could understand the pikeach, he was the one that led the Summa, he took him home. And it says that when they walked into the house, then the pikeach, the smart and normal person, told the blind person, please light me, put on the light for me. So the Summa said, like a joke, what do you want me to put the light on for you? You did so much for me up until now. You took me all in the street. You brought me here. What's the purpose? I should light the light for you. And the pikeach said, because I want you to be machzik toiva. Like I want you now to do something back to me, to thank me for all the good that I did to you. The Medrash says that's the Moshleya Kacha Pekech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pekech, the smart person, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sum is Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that leads us in this world, gives us the aura in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nak and Mitzvah now to light the menorah that we could show our HaKoros HaToiv. We could show how we appreciate all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, and that's this Indian of lighting the menorah. So this is the way Reb Chaim Shalevitzasal wants to be Masber. This is what Rashi means. The Medrash is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased Aaron by telling him, your mitzvah of lighting the menorah, that's greater than all the other kabbonos, all the other nedobos that the Nesiim brought. And it's even greater than any other avodah you do. Because the pshat is, this mitzvah of lighting the menorah, this is the way to show back the appreciation we have, the HaKoros HaTov that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us light. He is the one that Meir Loretz. He is the one that gives the sun. And now we are showing something to appreciate, show back our HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's by lighting the menorah. So this Indian of showing HaKadosh HaTov, That's so great. That's a bigger inyan than all the other avodas that Aaron the Kohen could do. So that's why Aaron was appeased, the fact that he heard he has the power, the right to do this mitzvah of the Hadlakas HaNeiros. And Reb Chaim goes through a lot of different chazal to show this inyan, how great it is, the inyan of Akoras HaTov. That a person has to appreciate. If somebody does something good to you, you have to have a sense of appreciation. You have to go back to thank the person, be makir toif to him. No matter how small of a thing he did to you, there's this choiv to give back Akoras HaTov. Thank the person to realize when somebody did something good to you.